Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
You probably know this, but when you're in your car, there's all kinds of gauges and there's all kinds of warning lights on the dashboard. I remember when I was in high school, I owned a car that just totally freaked out on me one day. The buzzer started going off, all the red lights came on. It was like warning, 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 warning. In fact, earlier this week, I saw where Pastor Chuck and Miss Jenny posted a post about one of their daughters. They had a red light on the dash. They didn't know what it stood for, so when they took it in, the daughter said, "My teacup light is on." My teacup light. Well, that teacup light ended up being the light that says, "You're out of oil." Well, when it comes to the dashboard, there's these gauges that are on there. Some gauges are meant to be, they're great when they're all the way on, like your fuel gauge. You want it to be all the way up. There's other gauges that are okay if they're all the way down, but there's a gauge called the temperature gauge that really needs to rest somewhere near the middle. See, if your engine is too cold, that's not good for it. If it's too hot, that's going to break down. And so that's one of those gauges that needs to be somewhere in the middle. Well, in today's podcast, I want to talk about something that I think is really, really practical where most of us live. And it's this idea of checking on our emotional gauge or our emotional temperature. What I found is that we're emotional beings. God created us this way, but what happened with the fall is something was flawed by that. And so what happens if we're not careful, if we don't watch the gauges, if we don't pay attention to the emotional temperature, we won't live in a holistic way. One of the background passages that I think a lot about when it comes to how we live emotionally is the passages that talk about the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. Those all are so important, and they're fruits that come from our walk with God. The challenge is, how do you apply them day to day? How do you not just know them, but how do you live them out? So let me give you a couple of examples. And again, my hope is this will be just super practical today. But the importance is to look at your emotional gauge and ask yourself, are you in the middle? Here's why I say that that's so important. Because in most instances, when it comes to conflict or uncomfortable situations, our gauge, our emotional gauge, goes the wrong direction. It either goes too far to the left or too far to the right when it actually needs to be in the middle. Let's talk about conflict. In conflict, too far to the left is you become passive, you emotionally withdraw. Too far to the right is you become aggressive, you become abusive in that. But somewhere in the middle is to say, I'm not going to become passive in this moment. I'm not going to become aggressive in this moment, but I'm going to stay in the middle where I learn how to be assertive. Or let me talk about when you feel like you're being challenged. When it feels like you're being challenged, the too far to the left side of this gauge is you become timid. Too far to the right is you become foolhardy. But somewhere in the middle, you muster up courage. Or let's talk about when you feel like somebody's wronged you, when somebody's done something that has wronged you. Too far to the left is resentment. Too far to the right is envy and trying to undermine them. But somewhere in the middle is this idea of forgiveness. What about when you feel like you've been attacked? Too far to the left is you become dismissive of it. Too far to the right is you make them a criminal. But in the middle, you acknowledge it. You acknowledge what's going on. What about when you're personally confronted? How do you live that out? Well, too far to the left, you ignore it. Too far to the right, you become defensive. But somewhere in the middle, you learn how to sit there and listen. Again, this is a gauge. This is a temperature setting. Because in all of our lives, there are going to be moments where we are on the ground with our emotions and we have to decide, am I going to give in to abandon? Am I going to give in to abuse? Or am I going to try to find the middle way that looks a lot like the fruits of the Spirit? And let me tell you why this is such a big deal. If you're a leader, this is vitally important because the stats show that people don't quit jobs, they quit their leaders. So if you lead in an organization, if you lead in a department, if you've got influence over people, it's so important to keep your emotions in check. If you're a parent, this is so important because your words carry weight in the lives of your kids. And so if you're not in a place where you're emotionally healthy, the way that you react or respond in those moments is going to impact your child, and it's going to impact your child's future and the way that they relate to other people and their spouses and their kids way down in the future. If you're a team player, this is so important because your emotions are catching. Your emotions are contagious. And so if you're not in a middle place emotionally, if you're too far to the left or to the right, it's going to leak its way out into other people's lives. And so I just want to encourage you today to ask the question, how's your emotional temperature? When it comes to this idea of either abandoning or abusing, do you see those two things? And if they're there, would you just pause and create some space and try to work your way back to the middle? Where you're not a passive person, you're not an aggressive person, you learn how to be properly assertive. You learn how to master your emotions. You learn how to live out patience. You learn how to acknowledge things when they go wrong. You learn how to listen instead of be defensive. And you learn how to be engaged with the world around you. One last example, when it comes to compromise, on the left side of the spectrum is where you just accept the loss. On the right side of the spectrum, you're like, man, I've got to win no matter what. But in the middle, you say, let's create a win-win situation. That is the proper temperature. Well, I hope today's lesson or podcast is helpful to you. I'm telling you, this is a big deal, learning how to be emotionally healthy. And so we're going to put out more resources along this line as well. And I want to invite you, if you're around Sugar Hill Church, if you're in the northeast side of Atlanta, I want to invite you starting June the 2nd to jump into a summer group that's going to be talking all about what Pastor Chuck's been teaching through Confessions of a Recovering Christian. And also, while you're at it, if you've got a kid that you would like to plug into Vacation Bible School, it's coming up very, very soon. So be sure to swing by the website, kids.sugarhill.church, to register your child, because space is limited. And I expect that it'll sell out. It'll be completely full. And if you're looking for a place to serve, that would be a great way to do that as well. Again, that's just kids.sugarhill.church. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.